Essence Festival goes on. COVID-19 has replaced a lot of the way things are coordinated, but this event, which is widely recognized as an unprecedented weekend of cultural celebrations, empowerment seminars, and nightly musical performances, is still going to happen. The Essence Festival 2020 now goes viral, and or virtual, I should say, and with it, to talk about it, is the head of brand strategy and growth audience marketing, one of their sponsors, Ford Motor Company, Raj Register. Raj, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. How are you?
Great. So obviously things have to be changed a little bit, but tell us how this will all work for the virtual Essence Festival 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. So as many of us know, Essence Festival has been going on for 26 years, Motive Exclusive for 12 years. And when Essence first approached us about a virtual event, we were full steam ahead and very excited. So for us, we will have a virtual booth where we'll still display all of our vehicles, 2020 and 2021. We will have some very dynamic panels. We have a lot of entertainment pieces that we'll have. We have an owner's booth. Our theme is Uplifted, Healing Now, and Empower Future. And so we're really just trying to make this a dynamic consumer-facing event that people will still enjoy from the comfort of their home or wherever they are for the weekend.
How do they actually go and participate in it?
Yeah, so if they visit www.essencestudios.com /Ford is where you will be able to experience our Ford experience. But if they just go to essencestudios.com, they will see the lineup of events for both weekends.
And what, so is it like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday? How long does it last?
Yeah, so the first weekend will, it actually kicks off today, so June 25th through the 28th. And then the next part of the weekend experience is July 2nd through the 5th.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that it also sort of has panels addressing African-American women and entrepreneurship. Are there like seminars? Are they... and is this all happening live? Do you know the context of a lot of this?
Yeah, for sure. So the ones that Ford has some involvement are in surrounding women's empowerment, entrepreneurship, mental health, and wellness. We have three panels that we are sponsoring. One is surrounding breast cancer awareness, so giving some tips as well as just insights to African-American women as far as things that they should do as they are just taking care of themselves. We have another one called Power Suits, which is surrounding and highlighting women that are in male-dominated fields. So we have a mechanic, a female boxer, as well as a pilot who will be speaking with us. And then our next panel is over just mental health wellness, and it's called Overcoming Overwhelm, so Black Women at Work. So that's one that we will be featuring with Taraji P. Henson. And then our last one is around female entrepreneurs, and it's called Still I Rise. And so we have a chef as well as a designer, and we really are just focusing on women that are making things happen. There's also a female entrepreneur, Beatrice Dixon, who is the founder of Honeypot. So we're really excited to bring forth some really fresh and exciting content for women over the course of these 2 weekends.
Raj, for you as a woman, was it difficult to get into the automotive industry? Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, it wasn't hard for me to get into the automotive industry. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, and I actually started with engineering classes in high school. And so my previous life, I was in mechanical engineering, and Ford was very instrumental in my life as a teenager. They sponsored me in high school STEM programs. And then when I went off to college, I was an intern at Ford Motor Company, as well as they sponsored my senior design project. So it was a no-brainer for me as to where I wanted to go.
We're talking with Raj Register, brand strategy and growth audience marketing for the Ford Motor Company. Again, the Essence Festival goes virtual and continues to uplift Black culture. I wonder, though, even under this current climate, when you plan a festival like this and things are going on and then you have things happening in the real world that are taking place, I'm sure some of those issues may be addressed or at least somewhat talked about, or how some of what's happening on that festival plays into the future of everybody working together.
Yeah, absolutely. It was important for us to still be here for Black women as well as the community. We will be having some major donations over the course of the weekend to really help with cities that were impacted by COVID, as well as, you know, just some of the social injustice happening. So we definitely look forward to continuing the sponsorship, but also being a part of some of the community efforts that we have going on.
Once again, if people wanted to take part in this, see what's happening for this weekend for the Essence Festival, where do they go to get the details?
Go to essencestudios.com/board.